Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, we've been kind of following what's going on in college sports, and in particular the Lone Star Conference. And conference came out with an announcement in the past couple of days that practices for all sports could not begin before August 24th, and then games could begin on September 21st for all of the fall sports. So, but this is still very much a fluid situation, isn't it, Tim?
Absolutely, and I think, I applaud, and our president, Mark Rudin, has certainly established himself as an executive leader in this conference. I applaud our presidents for taking the recommendation of our 18 athletic directors that we, and when you get 18 athletic directors, John Mark, to vote unanimous on something, that's quite a feat in itself.
Mm.
But we voted unanimously to recommend the delay of fall sports. We feel like that gives us the best opportunity to give our student athletes a healthy and safe experience this fall. And we may have to pivot that decision again, because like when we talked about at the end of the semester back in May, I said that we didn't need to take any decisions too early and kneel in the second quarter metaphorically. Well, we're near the beginning of the fourth quarter in that metaphor, but we're still not quite there. We have well into August, because you and I remember, unfortunately, it only took us about 3 days to end about six sports seasons.
Right.
So one thing this pandemic has taught us is we can pivot on a dime if we need to.
Yeah. So the West Florida game that was going to start the season, that what a big game that would be. That one appears to be that's off the schedule now. And then also you're losing Azusa uh-huh. Pacific, right, and Bowie State. So as of now, it looks like, as far as football is concerned, you're just going to be playing games within the Lone Star Conference.
That's the plan, because right now part of the reason the presidents and ADs are in alignment right now with delaying the start is for that very reason, that we could still play a conference schedule of football, volleyball, and soccer and still compete in our championship segments. Now, what could completely change this dynamic would be if the NCAA adjusted their championship segments, and that could happen, you know, anytime here in the next couple of weeks. There's a lot of fluidity, as you said, over the next 2 weeks, but I fully expect to know something by about mid-August on what our championships will look like.
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow the conferences to continue to be nimble and make decisions in the best interest of the student athlete, because John Mark, what this is all about is mitigating risk.
We're talking with Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. You kind of alluded a moment ago to the possibility of the NCAA moving the playoffs for each sport. So what I think you're saying is that those could conceivably be pushed into the early part of 2021.
Sure.
And then that, if that happened, then that, again, would be another thing you'd have to account for and would further change your plans for the fall.
It is. And I think the pivot there would be, as you asked me this question during, you know, late July, early August timeframe, the best answer I can give you on that in terms of guesswork, which is what a lot of this pandemic is for all of us, right? But the best answer I can give you is the football would move to the very end of the spring semester and conduct it back from the end of May forward.
Hmm.
So that would put you starting football sometime late February, early March.
Wow.
Again, probably a 7-8 game conference schedule with maybe one non-conference. So that would put playoffs in May if the NCAA made that move. And similar with volleyball and soccer. So those championships would be at the end of the spring instead of the end of the fall. Yeah. But you can't just start, you know, with soccer and football. There's no guarantee you could start right away in the winter with, you know, January, February weather and that type of stuff. So we'd have to get very nimble and creative there and probably start schedules there in early March.
So as if a fan looked at the fall schedules right now online, those pretty much are not operational at this time. Is that right?
Right. I would say they're null and void now. We've tried to stay up to date with, you know, the GNAC. So as you mentioned, losing Simon Fraser and Azusa Pacific, and we'd already replaced Simon Fraser in anticipation of that happening with West Florida.
Yeah.
I will say, if you and I talk again in about a week, I think I'll have some great news for you on that West Florida game popping back up.
Good. Well, we'll
and we can certainly talk about that in the very, very near future, to give a fans enough of a hint. But yeah, the football, volleyball, and soccer schedules would all have to be adjusted.
Tim, we're out of time. I'll just say that that A&M Commerce West Florida game would be number one versus number two, wouldn't it, in the national rankings?
If it were going to happen this year, that would have been. And I'll just say let's hope it's that way, because I will give our fans a hint, our listeners a hint. The September 2021 game in Commerce, that game is intact. So they will be coming to Commerce in the fall of 21, right. And I'll have one additional update, hopefully here within a week.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back with you on that. Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee and updating us here as best you can this morning.
Always appreciate it, John Marks. Stay cool today.
All right, Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEPR.